Okay, we also came up with a theory. Look, y'all were late, so Riley and I came up with a theory. British people are polite in general, but rude in porn, whereas Americans are rude in general, polite in porn. Never hear the word please as much from an American as you do in a porno.
This is difficult because I...
Can I get some pussy?
Bear the idea of British porn.
I
realised this recently.
Big
I think
taxi.
British porn looks like when they go outside in 40 Towns.
Glenn Moore saw Margot Robbie at Inferno's in 2011.
That's sick. 2011 or 2012. She was still going and was still in Clapham when she was in, like, Wolf of Wall Street.
Was this a tie-in promotion for the 2012 Olympics?
She was in, like, a house show with her boyfriend at the time. There were, like, seven of them still. And she was just in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah, because she's then married him, right? And he's just like a guy who works on a film set. He's just, like, a good-looking man. And he just, like, he won the lottery. He's married to Margot Robbie now. Mm-hmm. He's not, like, a famous man.
Well, you know that his production company is just called Lucky Chap Entertainment.
This is cutting the bill about with Chugsy Entertainment.
He's honest. He's honest about his capabilities.
Yeah.
And he's his, like, you know, place in life.
I tell you, boys, I've got one lucky chap.
Well, I always think about this where it's like some men have like 15 minutes to sort of brush with some very, very hot woman and they take advantage of it. Because Keira Knightley's married to one of the members of the Kooks or something, or the Claxons, and it's
Claxons.
Like, I think it was
Claxons.
And it's like they had what, 5 minutes, and boy did he use
them. He showed
up
outside her door with a bunch of placards.
They had longer than 5 minutes. If you add up Golden Scans, Atlantis to Interzone, that's like 6 minutes of song. That's a lot.
From the stage looking you in the eye.
Sorry, you lost me after Golden Scans.
But not Kira.
Naming more than one Claxons track is chaotic. You'd be a great pointless contestant.
It's not over yet. Gravity's Rainbow, I'll stop.
They were big into Thomas Pynchon.
Well, we got the Claxon stuff out of the way early.
We did. Oh, that was on our list, actually. We can check that off. We've spoken about the Claxons.
Anytime you talk about British indie rock from ever, it does to me sound like you're making it all up.
I mean, can I tell you that the most memorable Claxons lyric is...
It does sound...
It's not even words.
Well, no, it sounds slightly like a Claxon. Yeah,
like a very camp Claxon.
It was good as Scouse Claxons from you.
Do you remember Los Campesinos, the indie band from...
Yeah.
I'm going to see them tonight.
What?
Yeah, I've doxed myself if this is going to be live. They've had an unbelievable split in their fan base. So their traditional fan base is like older ex-emos from like who got into them when everyone did like 2008. Mm-hmm. But in about 2019, there's a Minecraft YouTuber. His name
which is the beginning of every good story.
Wilbur Soot. And he's one of these like, I don't know, you know, he's got like 10 million subscribers and he's famous if you're 15 and to nobody else. Like you'd come in here now and you wouldn't be like, that's one of the most famous people's children.
Yeah.
But he really likes Los Campesinos and he started playing them on his streams, it's like Twitch streams. So all these like really young Minecraft, like Tommy Innit fans are super into them now.
So which Campesinos do you fall
into?
So I'm an elder Minecraft. No, I'm like super young ex-emo is my...
So they're experiencing the Kate Bush Stranger Things Renaissance. They're having exactly the same thing, but with Minecraft.
You know all these kids that are like queuing up for like the 1975 concert for like 3 days?
Yeah.
So they are...
They want to get their finger sucked by Matty Healy.
So I'm going to this gig tonight. It's going to be a split between like kids who wear, you know, those beanies with like the super long things you put your hands in, like the
hats
and gloves.
What?
Do you not remember them? There's like River Island hats from like 2012.
That's the problem with a hat is that it doesn't have a place for your hands. And they've solved that issue.
When you said beanie with the long things, in my head I pictured one of those like Rasta hats that Adrian Brody wore on SNL. Kids are wearing those.
It's cool now.
It sounds like
it's racial irony.
Like what you're talking about is like a kind of Bob and Doug McKenzie hat, but like redone by Off-White or something.
It was like, I'm imagining the Adventure Time. Is that a
kind of? There was like they were animal themed. I think it was like
right.
Is this the old emos or the young
Minecrafters? No, this is like the Minecraft kids. Like those kind of people. In fairness, if you don't understand this reference, you don't really know who I'm talking about. I guess. But it's like there's gonna be a split between like I looked on the Los Campesinos subreddit yesterday, and someone brag And someone and someone posted like, "Hey, super excited for tomorrow. What does the fandom wear to gigs?" It's like that kind of people, oh, as opposed to like older emos who are like, they've all got aching knees and stuff. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting contrast between.
It's just a totally, it's a totally different sort of relationship with the media you consume. Sure. As like, well, we are the fan, we are the stands.
Yeah.
Who's like, where? It's all like a football fan, basically. Yeah. Like, we're gonna go, we're gonna beat up the. Was that another equivalent band?
What's a Los Campesinos? Yeah. Modest Mouse.
We're gonna go beat up the Modest Mouse fans after this.
But thank you, my love. More like Smug Mouse, I call them.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
That is a good one.
That'd be so funny. Like, just imagine like Mr. Beast puts a Chaz and Dave song on his next video, and then suddenly there's all these people turning up to like the grimiest pub in Romford to listen to two men sing about Tottenham Hotspur.
One's dead.
Oh, RIP.
One man.
Chaz or Dave?
Well, I wish I could remember, but one of them is.
They're interchangeable.
Do you reckon they've kept the "and" even though it's just one of them? It's a very like Chaz and.
Or they go, well, it's like you leave a seat for Dave, like the prophet Elijah. Like he, Mr. Beast could fill in. Mr. Beast, like, funding building Dave again. Like, he's like, I've given them $10 million to rebuild Dave from Chaz and Dave. It may be Chaz who's dead. We don't even know.
No, you rebuild Dave, it's Dave and Dave. And then, you know, Dave has to stare into a mirror that reminds him of his own mortality. You know?
How's he going
to
put that in the thumbnail? Resurrected Chaz?
And it's like, Mr. Beast can't even do the soy face. He kind of goes like,
yeah, you go like, commit to the bit. You've got the beard, commit to the bit.
He has, like, no expression. He has that weird, like, he looks like if a basking shark was made human.
Well, he's got that, like, smile that's said behind the eyes, doesn't he, Mr. Beast?
Well, there's a bunch of guys that have that. The first celebrity I noticed that on was a guy who's a singer who I know, who probably none of you will know, not because it's cool, but because it's German. There's a guy called Peter Wackel.
Who does like Schlager.
Yeah, he does Schlager. And his whole thing is that he goes to like crappy German ski resorts and then Mallorca. He just sort of alternates between the two of them, like singing, you know, beer songs or whatever.
If only we had Vans of all.
So is it like our equivalent is the comedians who do Blackpool Pier and then those areas in like Spain?
Yeah, essentially.
And like Dubai.
Yeah.
And so, but if you...
The three stand-up comedians on the lineup are pretending like they're not super jealous of that gig, but okay.
And I'm like, and they get to say those words too?
All of us here, everyone here just wants Albie Senior's career.
Albie Senior.
A gig in Worthing where like everyone has a neck tattoo and the headliner is Jim Davidson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You just want to open, I don't even do comedy. You just want to open for that. I just want to open for that.
You'd open for it doing, like, reading out the balance sheet of, like, a weird star.
Yeah. I'd open, I'd be like, all right, we're doing a Hindenburg episode today. Right? We're talking, just reading a short report.
Okay, Jim, Chubby, it's called Ambulance. the ghost of Bernard Manning, any guesses?
So Peter Wackel, if you are to look at this man, he's like a sort of, he looks like if you sort of asked Midjourney to generate a Bavarian, right? And
he's wearing the
he often will wear
straps.
Lederhosen in Mallorca, right? To sing like
intertextuality.
That's so troubling.
Sing like some songs that are quite cheerful, but like have horrible names like Schwarze Natasha.
Okay, this really puts everything that the British holidaymaker has done to earn the contempt of the Spaniard into sharp relief.
Yeah.
I think a man in Lederhosen wandering around singing a song called Schwarze Natasha is...
He's not like 65, I assumed he would be.
But when I was...
Let's have a look.
So even now, he's still wearing like bedazzled denim shirts and stuff, but I have never seen a man with sadder eyes than Peter Wackel.
He's quite good looking. Which I wasn't expecting.
He looks like Republican congressman, Matt, the guy with the really misshapen head. Yeah.
He's like German. You know, because Matt Gaetz shouldn't be a congressman. He should be like the first American Schlager singer.
It should be Albie Senior.
Yeah. It's kind of like cursed timeline Richard Bacon.
Yeah.
He's either a
Richard Bacon?
Jamie Theakston's let himself go and become German.
Who's
like
Richard
that.
Bacon?
Dick Bacon.
I got that Dick Bacon. Okay, right. Where do we begin with Richard Bacon? Richard Bacon was a Blue Peter presenter, right?
Yeah.
Then one day, my sister and I came home from school and we put on the TV and it went to...
And Richard Bacon was in our
and
house.
Richard Bacon wasn't on it. And instead, there was this woman who was stood in front of a table of drugs and was like, today we're going to talk about drugs.
No.
And she told us all off for an hour because of what Richard Bacon had done.
What did he do?
I think he'd like smoked weed in a park or something like that. This was like real mid-90s drug punishment stuff.
He'd basically been like photographed doing cocaine or something, or he'd been dobbed into the press for doing cocaine. But then the sensational element of the story. Yeah. It was alleged that Richard Bacon had done cocaine off the Blue Peter tortoise. Which he denies to this day. It's so funny. There's like every year Richard Bacon will get asked about this in an interview, and he'll be like, look, I was doing cocaine, but I didn't do it off the tortoise. I'm not fucking sicko.
It's been you didn't inhale it. It would be good to prove the effects of cocaine if you were like, I did it on a leopard and I caught up with a leopard and did more coke off the back of the leopard.
I overtook the leopard.
Yeah. Wait, can I see a picture of Dick Bacon, please?
Dick Bacon.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that up on screen. We need a screen to bring stuff up on, I think. There he is.
The Situation Room.
He does actually...
He's hot! Woo!
Is this young or old?
Oh my God.
He could do cocaine off of my tortoise, yeah. I tell you.
Oh, a bit of Blue Peter.
Oh my fucking God. He looks like Timothy Peter. Oliphant.
That guy didn't get what it deserved.
There he is, covered in electrodes. He was in a coma. He was in a coma?
I'm like, was that a long COVID thing?
On the Daily Express, 2018, Richard Bacon news. Star admits he nearly died as he speaks out after being in coma.
That's what doing cocaine
does to
you, kid.
The Daily Express website stresses me out so much.
Because of the content?
It's like trying to negotiate a cinema website. It's just sometimes I'm always sort of like, okay, well, in terms of like sort of impartiality and okay, there may be certain newspapers that you read and stuff like that, certain news sources you get your news from. I mean, occasionally do you have this question at the back of my mind, like, is this really a reputable source? Am I, you know, maybe I should sort of balance it out. Hey, let's see what a different newspaper is doing. You go on a Daily Express website and you go, no, I'm right. I'm in the right. That's a weird format.
Princess Diana, new theories emerge. Why is this page one?
Strictly Come Dancing's Amy Dowden wows fan with beauty update amid cancer battle.
Whoa.
It's all Bradley Walsh storms off the Chase set. It's always stuff like that, and it turns out he didn't.
If I ever get cancer, I want the headline to be Still Hot.
Gaff-prone Olga in cancer romp.
10 rounds of chemo?
Wait, okay, so this... Does Dick Bacon, Richard Bacon, what does he do now?
Is he a radio DJ?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I'd say you'd assume like Five Live or something like that.
Bacon covered for Ian Payne on his LBC afternoon shows on the 6th and 7th of July 2019.
Not a lot since.
Wow. That's a pretty limited gig.
That's 6 hours worth of radio.
4.5 years ago.
It's a 6 hours of content.
Look, it's better than fucking Prince Harry and Meghan. They did their 20 minutes. We were talking about this earlier. Like, if they'd got paid for doing 20 minutes of a podcast where they were like, the next episode, we're going to interview Vladimir Putin about his childhood.
That was their plan.
Yeah. Like, that was what they were going to do is they were going to be like, we're going to get Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin together and be like, mate, what happened in school?
Vladimir, what is your earliest childhood memory? Well, to understand this, we must consider the story of Vladislav the Wise. Who, in 1548.
Topical. Yeah. This is recorded in mid-February. This was topical at the time. It's just this, please tell me about your child. And then he teaches him like mental health talk, and then Putin's just like, we are establishing a firm boundary with Ukraine in Donbass.
Check in on your Chuvakia. Yeah.
That's a joke only I got. Thank you so much. Anyway. I was check in on your dudes, but in Russian.
If you say it half in Russian, half in English, hey, it, right, like it's assonant.
anyway.
Okay, we also came up with a theory.
Mm-hmm.
Look, y'all were late. So Riley and I came up with a theory. British people are polite in general, but rude in porn, whereas Americans are rude in general, polite in porn. You never hear the word please as much from an American as you do in a porno.
This is difficult because I...
Can I get some pussy?
Bear the idea of British porn.
Yeah.
I realized this recently.
Take
I think
taxi.
British porn looks like when they go outside in Fawlty Towers.
Where someone's just beating a Mini Cooper with a tree branch.
It's just grainy. And yeah. Do you know, round the corner from my flat is a car that has the fake taxi sticker on it.
That's sick.
Whoa. Mm.
Celebrity yeah. exciting.
How do you think he got here?
To pick it in service, yeah. please.
do you accept cash?
Oh, in 20 seconds. I think it's like, but like, I think a family just lives there. So I think someone got it as like a fun gift. Like, oh, we're a crazy.
Wait, in the fake taxi.
That's insane.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, it's, but it's the logo.
I think some people are like buying them for their dad in like a like dad's taxi kind of way where they don't understand because they're like, oh, because dad's not really a taxi, but he does act like a taxi.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've heard a few tales like that.
Uh-huh. I mean, that would cause so many, especially if
he always fucks you.
It would be extraordinarily confusing if you were driving around where they happened to be filming fake taxi at the time.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you sort of stop and it's like, oh, yeah, like someone just gets in the car and then is like sort of begins to make advances on you. That would be.
Like, is fake taxi a British thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, big jump.
Which is weird because I feel like getting in an unlicensed cab is like such a no-no in the UK of like a safety thing. But it's like if a big porn company was called like unlicensed PPI company ringing you up at 3 p.m. Like you just go, no, we don't fall for that. We just don't do that.
A porn company that's called like PE teacher with no DBS checks.
Oh my God.
There's a reason why it's bang buzz in American fake taxi here because a fake taxi, the British taxi has enough room to have sex in. Like a New York cab is a bit crammed.
You'd be yeah. sort of getting like a backwards hand job like yeah, this. Yeah, that's yeah. the best you could really hope for.
I thought it was Bang Bros.
Well, there's two.
Bang, oh, yeah. is it two?
Yeah, there's two.
Like, Bang Bros implies it's like a family-run company.
Are you challenging my porn knowledge right now?
like the Mario Brothers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
last year, I actually went to the British Porn Awards.
Ooh.
How's that?
Were they all talking very aggressively?
I think there was a lot of cocaine that had been done. I met some of the most intense people. So it was a thing called... the support network for adult performers. I think I might have butchered that name. It's called
Prince Harry start that?
I was like mental health, and it was like so. I was reporting on it for a video, and not a porn video.
Yeah,
for
a
video.
Taxi.
And I met everyone was lovely. Everyone was like, there was some of the most interesting. There's a guy whose nickname, there's household names there, the Irish Bull.
Who's he?
He's a. I asked. I said, "How did you get your name?" And he said, "I'm Irish. I've got a cock like a bull." And then there was Shadow Dimitri.
There was just Shadow Dimitri, yeah, that was implying the existence of like a kind of light side Dimitri.
Just Dimitri.
Yeah.
And there was people like a colleague I was there with. I'd made like a cheat sheet of like the nominees because believe it or not, I did not know anybody. I didn't know their names. I didn't know. So I made like a cheat sheet of like.
You're like an OBGYN, you would only recognize them with their bottoms off.
Or you'd only recognize them as, oh, it's the stepsister from the stepsister. you're from the crime.
Oh, yeah, it's the washing machine. Yeah.
what categories?
There was kind of standard ones, I guess, like best female, best male. Then there was niche performer, and I spoke to this woman I was interviewing.
Are those the three genders? Male, female, and niche?
Rudest tradesperson.
What MILF won Lifetime Achievement?
That's got to be a GILF, surely. You can't be handing out the MILF stage.
You know, this woman said, I said, I think she was in her 60s. I was like, are you nominated for something? And she said, yes, I'm nominated for niche, best niche performer. I was like, what's your niche? Expecting it to be like, you know, custard. Something like that. Yeah. Something extremely niche. And she went, I think it's a polite way of saying, you're too old to be doing this, which was very damning.
But then ageism in porn,
yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then there was a guy who did not look. Imagine your stereotypical male porn actor, uh-huh. And man, mm-hmm. imagine the opposite and take that to the extreme. That's what this guy looked like. Like he looked like.
I want to pause now right now and everyone to describe.
he looked like Al from Toy Story 2.
No.
The villain, the man who owns Al's Toy Barn. He's like the human.
Yeah.
He looked like that.
Oh.
Oh, no.
George Costanza?
Okay. There we go. So I asked him what he did. And he said, I think he was like just an ultimate submissive guy. I said, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? And he said, I was used as a human ashtray, which seems quite intense.
for a it was an intense evening.
Mm-hmm. Are they open to the public? Can like anyone buy a ticket to go?
No, I think you need to be a member of Snap.
Is that their union?
Yes, it's like a union support network.
You have to have ridden in the fake taxi and then you can go.
But just, everyone was like, oh, I love doing fake taxi. It's like the most fun. Someone like said they
Big Johnny's a real gent.
The taxi crashed as they were having sex.
Wait, why it was moving?
I think so. And then there was like, what do you do?
He calls you a slag, but he treats you like a lady.
Was it all entirely British? Or did they have like a best foreign feature? Once you get over that 1-inch barrier of subtitles, you'll open yourself to a whole new arena.
Some Iranian
great
porn is actually very interesting. It's an underexplored genre. Yeah,
so I think it was just Brits there, or people who worked within the British adult industry.
What's the trophy shaped like?
I want to say a dick. I actually can't remember. But it was. An interesting
busman's holiday, really, isn't it? Yeah, you just just have a square trophy or something. You know,
it's not that creative. No, but it was
any
interesting.
Food? Any canapes?
No canapes. Drink. It was the warmest room I've ever been in. It was like
because they're not wearing any clothes, are they?
No, clothes were on. To be fair, clothes were on. But also, like, in this video, I'm red, and, like dripping with sweat, and people were like, it's a bit nervous. No, I'm not. It was too warm. It was like, I think it was in July in like this like nightclub in London.
And that's when it was 40 degrees.
Yeah, it was like stupid. No. It was like absolutely like clothes were just dripping. Everyone was there, was like doing cocaine. And
did you see anyone there where you're like, how the fuck have you managed to do? Why aren't I doing it? In fact, like, did you get annoyed at it?
My niche is normal sized cock. Some people, it's a fetish, you know.
Regular sized cock lasting for a respectable amount of time.
Respectfully doing missionary sex. That's my
YouTube shorts, but for porn.
and also, my niche as well is make him come sometimes.
it's too intense.
Yeah.
Not everyone likes to come.
Perfect.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Which is, some women are into men that they would be comfortable introducing to their mother. That's the kind of porn that I do.
It's actually unprecedented.
Plans a really lovely day.
I just go, hi, I just got home from my stable job.
I'm a little tired for sex right now.
How are you, woman who I appreciate and listen to?
Oven pizza for dinner?
We're not inside the delivery catchment area. It's just not an option.
Hey, careful. Thank you for doing the laundry. Careful not to get stuck.
Don't worry, I've greased up the rim of the washing machine. I know how you hate it when you get stuck in there.
Anyway, both of our stepbrother is coming. However, I've told him to keep his pants on.
Is Dimitri in shadow? Is Dimitri in shadow? Dimitri here.
No, this is light Dimitri. I'm talking. Yeah. This is light energy Dimitri. Who's
Dimitri is my real brother. Yeah. Shadow Dimitri.
I won't give you instructions. You know what you're already doing. This would be patronizing.
Yeah.
I hate to keep talking about porn, but
No, you don't.
My genuine question is, and this is put on your serious hats on. Why is there constantly music and TV in the background of amateur porn? Are they trying to drown out the sex to neighbors? Is it a copyright issue? Why does it have to? It's so
drowning
distracting.
Drowning out the sex to neighbors.
I watched amateur porno with Paradise by Coldplay in the background. I hate it.
Was that like a loop?
Surely.
He was trying not to come.
Have you ever?
Why is it Paradise Coldplay trying not to come challenge impossible?
Have you ever Shazammed a song that you heard playing? In porn.
Can't say
Ooh.
Right in.
May have done.
No.
You may have done. Okay.
And it turns out,
was it Paradise by Coldplay?
Turned out it was Pendulum.
Who can fuck to Pendulum?
I was like, where do I know that from? Where do I know?
It's distracting.
The tempo is oppressive.
Getting your iPhone out of your other hand. Being like, all right, we're going back to this later.
Wow.
Where do I know this?
This is kind of catchy. Okay, why is this taking me back to 2010? Yeah.
But do you think there's a reason for it?
For production values?
But is it? But surely, if you have enough thought to set up the camera, it has to be deliberate. Is the fact that there's Simpsons on the background. Yeah. Okay, you're nodding. Is there a reason for this? So, is it then like, what is that? In what way? Oh.
You can't put it on YouTube, basically.
Para. That makes so much sense. So if I upload amateur porno, but there's Paradise in the background, if someone uploads to YouTube, it'll get banned by Coldplay.
We'll probably get banned for all the nudity.
Well, yeah. Not how I do it. But no.
This is my porno where there's just a hole in the bed sheet. It's very limited.
We're finally doing modesty.
There used to be that blog, I'm dating myself here, where they would label all of the IKEA furniture in porn. Like they would take screenshots and it would just be like two guys fucking, they would be like Malm, just like labeled.
I convinced a friend years ago that there was a really popular porn category called false vars. And he was like, "What are you talking about?" And I was like, "Oh, false vars is this really popular fetish that loads of people have. But it's where you'll have like two people banging in like a living room. And the idea is they're banging at someone else's house. So in the background, there's always like a vase on the shelf. But you know, but they don't know. That vase does not belong to them. And it's like a real turn on for people." And, I convinced quite a lot of people that this was a real thing.
So conceptual.
No one liked the sound of it necessarily.
But then someone was like, false vase.
Yeah, it sounds like a thought experiment.
What if we swapped out the vase with a taxi? But what's more catchy? What's more catchy than false?
Artificial taxi. Absolutely.
The liar's conveyance.
Welcome back to False Hackney Carriage. It's the Gilded Age pornography.
One of those false rickshaws that go around Leicester Square blasting out Barbie.
I say, woman, silence before I come back there and strike thine breasts.
How come though, in the background of false Hackney Carriage, there's always a wax cylinder of
it's not that
it's like Time Gal playing.
They're always playing Glenn Miller's In the Mood.
How could you come to Glenn Miller's In the Mood for Love?
People did in the 40s. Do you ever think that when you're watching...
We really mixed our decades there, I think.
Me and my girlfriend have been watching some like World War II TV series recently.
I meant like World War II porn. Yeah. When it's in cinemas, apparently everyone jumped out
Take
the way
that,
of the
Jerry.
You were watching Band of Step Brothers next.
The cum shot, everyone diving out of the way.
Help, I'm stuck in the foxhole.
Foxhole Norman. Yeah, we were... and then the one thing is whenever they have like a party scene where all the soldiers, they got some time off and they're having a party, they're out there dancing with the girls or whatever. It was like, man, they had no bangers in the 1940s. Like nothing.
Yeah.
Every song is like, oh, meet me at the newsstand.
to them, that was what Pendulum was to you at 23.
That's right, yeah. And you couldn't even Shazam it.
And they always go, like, they always say to the band, hey, do you know she wore a red ribbon? And they go, sure, whatever, and they all start singing it. And they never have to refer to, like, the karaoke book.
Yeah.
We never have to refer
to
because
there were like four songs.
Exactly. Yeah.
See, and one of them was God Save the Queen. That was the horniest thing you could do in the 40s was wearing a red ribbon.
Ooh.
Like just fully clothed. Like if you put a red ribbon on a man, you could turn any soldier gay. It was like a Pavlovian response. Well, you could turn any American soldier gay. I mean, a British soldier was kind of already most of the way there.
Well, the officers.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is... Also, they looked at porn together as well, but porn was just like a bathing suit lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just have they all gather around a sort of long picture of a woman in a bathing suit and just get hard together.
Say, Sergeant, you got a picture of your wife in a sundress? I'm trying to crank one out over here. Why is there always artillery noises in the background of my porn? It's very off-putting. We joined the men as they're enjoying some downtime on the panel. Look at them, masturbating over pictures of one of their wives. Sorry, Jenny, you're quite popular with First Platoon.
These boys are dreaming of getting dome.
Well, you'll have to see off the Fuhrer before there's any chance of that.
Which is like a newsreel camera sweeping through a barracks where 10 guys are having wet dreams in sequence. Like synchronized swimming.
This one's thinking about Vera Lynn. You should be so lucky, Charlie. We'll fuck again.
Who cares about a Sherman tank when you can watch your friend Sherman wank?
Well, now it's become like an ad.
Join the army. Enlist.
Are you a closeted homosexual? Join the army.
If I had like 10 million pounds, I would buy one of the ad breaks during like The Masked Singer and put that advert on. In between like a DFS ad, John Lewis, just that. Black and white real news, but families around the country going, What? I mean, it doesn't advertise anything. Because there's nothing that can stop you from, if you have the money, they'd let you do it. Like during the Champions League final, I always thought you could just buy advert space and have like a person walking down the street, but suddenly go, oh, and it goes, diarrhea can strike at the most inopportune time, and then that advert just ends.
Like, it's not like, for it's like one of the players from the Champions League final.
Well, at least four ads in the Super Bowl this year I was watching, it were just for Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh.
It's like a reminder.
Yeah.
You need some press.
Wow.
Yeah. They still.
It's kind of like when they advertise Google.
Yeah.
You know,
or Coke.
Yeah.
What are they advertising Coca-Cola? Everyone knows about it.
Google's a weird. What the fuck? Let me Bing this.
Well, I suppose they're going to see what Jeeves has to say. I think that what you just said, though, that proves to me the point that there is no single very, very wealthy, very, very funny person, because they would have done that. They would. That would be immediately obvious that, of course, that's what you should do.
Yeah.
It's interesting because most very, very rich people desperately want to be funny.
Mm. Yeah.
Like Elon Musk
would do it, but it wouldn't be funny.
Yeah.
Well, because it would need to be too, he would need to be like, and I, too in on it. He wouldn't be able to just be like, well, leave people going, what? He has to leave people thinking, wow, that Elon Musk sure is a funny character.
just beep it out.
We could do this to screw people over, that, like, throughout the podcast. Oh, we can cut back in, but genuinely, she needs to be over 16.
I can't believe you said that. You really can't see those things anymore. You don't have that past.
I think the correct term is South Asian. Anyway. We've actually, no one is able to speak. Everyone just went into like a thoughtful reverie there for a second. Yeah.
Milo.
Yeah.
Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Who was the first person who came to mind? I could see it in your face that you
Big
thought
John
of
John from Fake Taxi.
Milo.
It's a recency bias, I'm pretty sure.
Would you like to be famous? And if so, in what way?
Would I like to be famous? And if so, are you on like a dating guide or something? These are like questions from like that Cilla Black would ask you on TV in the 90s.
Well,
I mean, Riley, I'm a professional stand-up comedian.
Look at question 7.
What do you mean question 7? I'm on the Wikipedia page for Peter Vakil still. Okay, the Wikipedia page for Peter Vakil now says, before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you are going to say?
Is this like an autism test or something?
What's your perfect day?
Oh my god, you're sweating.
I get too warm.
I feel like I'm being MK Ultra'd.
This is like a really sexy version of like a German oral exam. And how many siblings do you have?
what did you do at the weekend? did you get stuck in anything, perhaps?
We always felt guilty about how stupid our responses sounded in German, but actually the questions were insane from a teacher. The conversation strands were, what did you do at the weekend? But who's your favourite singer? And you go, wait, no, sorry, how?
Yeah.
Where have we gone to that
conversation, I'm afraid?
That reminds me of in Canadian French class. A French class in Canada, not class for learning Canadian French.
Mm. Although, effectively.
You're sort of learning French. You're not learning like tabernacle and so on. We had to sing a song about how it's hard to choose something to watch on television.
What? Can't just show us?
So you were, for example,
c'est aujourd'hui à choisir. Qu'est-ce que c'est que regarder? I mean, I could riff this.
une décision, c'est pénible. A decision is painful.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that does sound like the French, to be fair.
Les dessins animés or les drames aussi, les émissions de sport. Ou les comédies.
The sport emissions.
Yeah. Should we watch sport comedy or the OC?
The two types of TV in France.
Yeah.
You got sport comedy, the OC, and blackface. Those are the three things on French television. Yeah.
And some parts of the south of England.
Yeah.
I just remember it being such a strange such a strange module where, again, you'd have sort of 30, you know, 9-year-olds just sort of like all
that old.
Thank you.
No one could learn the song.
That was the-
what a waste of everyone's time that interjection was free. I'm sorry. And it took me ages to say. It wasn't even like quick.
Wait, what did you
like
say?
10 seconds, yeah. And I was like, wow, they're 39?
What's the best thing about 39-year-olds? And it's like, I don't know how well they sing Une décision, c'est pénible. How much they hate deciding what to watch on television. They can't stand it. Like, oh, what am I going to watch, a drama, a cartoon? And, but all it did was make you think about how much you'd rather be watching television.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I sure would like to make a choice of what television show to watch instead of singing this particular song. I didn't think to say that at the time.
You didn't have the vocabulary.
But now that you have the platform.
Yeah. Mm. Now I'm talking to you, Miss Giesbrecht. I didn't like to be singing that song.
I don't trust a woman with that name to be teaching French. That's so kind of, yes, oh, children, we are going to be learning
Mademoiselle,
French.
I think. Yeah.
Mademoiselle, yeah. Unmarried.
Be kind to me, I've just moved here from Argentina.
Mademoiselle. Yeah,
so this is because like the part of Ontario I grew up in is like full of like Germans. It's like the Germanist part of Canada.
And that's why you took French?
Well, you have to take French.
Yeah, I emigrated here in 1949 from Switzerland. Yeah, Switzerland.
Maybe we have to cut this part out.
The Canadian space program. But, yeah. My,
is one guy. Firework.
You are harboring Newfoundland mummers under your floorboards, aren't you?
mostly Mennonites. You'd see like horses and buggies and stuff sometimes, but like they're different. Like Mennonites go in like levels of extremeness. Where it's like sometimes it's like, yeah, there's like horse and buggy Mennonites who you have some of, and then there's like Mennonites where sort of all is regular except like
all is regular. You got the fake taxi Mennonites.
is it
too late to ask what's a Mennonite?
A Mennonite is like
Amish-ish.
Yeah, it's like a less.
Now that's the title of the sitcom about Mennonites.
Yeah, from the makers of Blackish. Mm. No, it is
2.5 Mennonite.
Yeah. One of them stepped on a landmine in a very cruel irony.
So it's like German Christians who like reject modernity, you know, like Amish basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they call you English and stuff. Like that's how they refer to a non-Mennonite as below English, and so on.
Ask him another question. Well, the worst thing you can be is English to them.
Milo, do you have a secret hunch about how you're going to die?
No, I can honestly say no.
But tell me more.
What do you mean, tell you more?
Just generate one.
I can only tell you more if the answer is yes. If the answer is no. Like, if you had an account of all the different times I haven't had a secret hunch about
okay,
how I was going to die.
Start with that.
Well, we must go back to 1548 when Yaroslav the Wise.
When did you last sing to yourself?
I don't know.
On the list.
Probably not. Yeah, it's just he just wants to know. He'd just like to know. When? Probably not that long ago. Yeah.
When, damn you?
Or what do you feel most grateful?
All of my friends on my podcast who are very honest with me about why they're asking me a list of questions.
If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
Regular sized penis.
He's not making it clear if it's a downgrade.
Yeah. And I never will.
take 4 minutes.
Oh my god.
Or
great radio.
Yeah. No, okay. I'm not gonna ask I'm not gonna ask you any more of the 36 questions to fall in love with someone.
Wait, you were trying to get me to fall in love with you?
Well, you know, I just see where it goes.
Yeah, why not? Tune in next week if you want to find out.
Do you feel betrayed that it turned out that's what the list of questions was from? No, that wasn't an organic thing.
That's
one of the questions.
It could have been better. I mean, it could have been like, are you a delusional psychopath test or something? Yeah. So I guess it's kind of charming.
There's nothing worse than if you've like slept with someone and you go, wow, how did you find 50 ways to drive me wild? And you notice there's like, there's a Cosmo magazine on the bedside. Yeah. You're like, oh, I see.
Yeah, you found 50 ways to drive me wild. And I have to say, I did not expect number 41. Number 41 came out of left field.
Factory!
Yeah, we went because it was the only place where we could get a massage that was like nearish where we were living, and like
this doesn't feel right. But
yeah.
Continue.
Anyway, so we went.
You know,
and
you
then,
can just like there's a service called. You can just get a masseuse to come to your house.
There you go. That's our sponsor of the week.
okay, fine. Bleep the name of the company.
They gotta pay. Look, yeah, we were there, and yeah, it was the only, for whatever reason, it was the only time we could get a massage. Like it was near enough and suited us the timing. I can't remember the details. Anyway, so we went there. The sauna at Rashabanya is fine. It's just too hot. It's like hotter than a regular sauna. And then they start like, anyway, so we had the massage and it was just like brutal. It's just like a woman called Svetlana is like elbowing you in the back of the neck for like 35 minutes. Like, it's like, you know, when a massage is an ordeal.
Yeah.
It's that kind of massage. It's like,
for me, every massage is an ordeal. I'm too tense anyway that I can't relax from, I feel like I'm playing dead on a battlefield. It's just awful, and it's like, don't fucking move, and it feels like a bear is sniffing me, and I'm like, don't fucking
know.
Don't do it. There's a massage place around the corner from me, and obviously it's a brothel. But because it's open for 24 hours. But also what I like is outside they've got an electronic board for their rates, as if it's like petrol at a service station.
It's
going up and down based on
or like a currency exchange.
It's really strange.
Brothel dollars are the
Have you seen how cheap the blowjobs are? I've got to hang up.
Below, sell high.
Rimming at that price, I see an arbitrage opportunity. How much would you boys pay for a rim job?
Going well, the foot job 100.
25, I'll broker you one.
You know, it was originally a coffee house with Lloyd's of London. It became a massage parlor.
An espresso and getting wanked off, yeah.
So do you think the Canada arm would be able to wank you off? I'm circling
Oh,
back.
You're circling?